Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Bandelier National Monument gets its name from Adolf Bandelier, a Swiss archaeologist who studied ancient Pueblo Indian sites. The names we use to describe places and landforms often have origins and meanings that are lost to us now. So from time to time, we turn to the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, to remind us where the terms that define our environment come from. The book was compiled by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guatney. And today, poet Patty Ann Rogers describes Kiss Tank.
Kiss Tank. Walking across the hot, dry lands through saltbush and snakeweed and desert sage, the tired travelers longed for the sight of a kiss tank, a pool of water left from the last rain and its runoff in a naturally formed rock basin. Ranchers call these pools of water kiss tanks because, when such a pool is found, all creatures of the desert, as well as cattle and horses and humans, put their dry lips and thirsty mouths to its water eagerly, with a kind of passion, and they rise refreshed. Such basins filled with the water from snowmelt can also be found in mountainous regions. A basin on top of the Maiden, a sandstone spire near Boulder, Colorado, for instance, contains freshwater shrimp that have evolved to survive the dry seasons. A kiss tank is also called a tinaja, which is Spanish for a big earthen jar.
Poet Patty Ann Rogers lives in Colorado. Her definition of kiss tank appears in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guatney.